Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Murray drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pearsall out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evers moves to third. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Michaels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Michaels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The throw from White and he is safe. Suter steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Suter moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Suter scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Kellner moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Michaels moves to third. McGee moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray is walked intentionally. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kellner hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-3 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McGee. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Umflett scores. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.